Now let's consider some economics of the drug war in Mexico. I'm not going to give a comprehensive look at the drug war, which covers many different facets of Mexican society and the Mexican economy, but I'd like to focus on just a small number of issues that maybe an economist observing the Mexican drug war would be more inclined to focus upon. One point I would make is that a lot of economists are relatively optimistic about the ability of the Mexican government in the long run to either win the drug war or at least get it under control. Now, why might this be? There's one key number that an economist will tend to look at here. Just consider for a moment government revenue as a percent of GDP. In Mexico right now, this is running at about 18%. Just to pick a comparable country, say Turkey, in Turkey that same figure is running at about 25%, which of course is much higher. So you can think of the Mexican government as relative to some of its peers being undernourished in terms of revenue. So over time, if we can expect the Mexican government to absorb a larger share of the revenue in the Mexican economy, this may in the longer haul increase its ability to win or at least neutralize the drug war. So to put this in further perspective, it's often estimated that the drug sector is right now about 3 to 4% of Mexican GDP. And it's easy enough to imagine how 3 to 4% of GDP can exercise a lot of sway over the economic decisions of poorer Mexicans who often end up working for drug gangs. Still, if you imagine there being a public sector of 18% of GDP, and that this public sector in relative terms is probably going to increase in size, overall, in the longer run, you're probably better off betting that the public sector is likely to win the drug war. Another reason why economists might be relatively optimistic about the future of Mexico when it comes to the drug war has to do with a key distinction between monopoly gangs versus competitive gangs. And these two different market structures for gangs, as you might call them, they have very different properties. Let's take a look more closely at why this matters. When you have a monopoly gang, that basically means there's one main gang in charge, one main gang selling drugs, distributing drugs, running drugs to the United States, or whatever the case may be. But with a monopoly gang, you then tend to have a setup where there is relatively high profit. This gang then seeks a fair amount of stability in the market, and it also cultivates that market long term. Note also that to the extent this gang is a monopoly, well, what we know about monopolies from economics is that monopolies tend to raise prices, and a higher price for drugs actually is a good thing for those who wish to discourage the use of drugs. So overall, it can be said that when it comes to some markets, such as drug markets, economists as a whole actually tend to prefer monopoly. You can understand some of the problems with Mexican drug gangs as it being a case where there has not been a sufficiently clear demarcation of monopoly power. To see this more clearly, contrast a monopoly gang to what we might call competing drug gangs. What does the equilibrium look like when drug gangs compete? Well, competing gangs are trying to kill the others to achieve monopoly. The competing gangs are not sure if they'll be around tomorrow because of the competitors, not all of them are going to survive or become the monopolist. And overall, the goal in that setting is to be bold, not to be stable. There's not this expected stream of forthcoming profits over the long term, and you tend to have more volatility and more violence. So you can think of the problems in Mexico as springing from having too much competition across gangs selling and moving drugs. Now, what can we expect for the longer run? Well, it's interesting, but most drug markets that we look at, the longer run tendency is to have consolidation and to have a lot of monopoly power. In fact, Thomas Schelling even argued that markets based on, say, running of drugs or a lot of illegal activities, they were especially likely to have monopoly power, that there's something in the nature of violent control of a territory where you're promising to protect some businesses or to extort resources from others, or in general, wielding a threat of violence, that the threat of violence is credible only when it is in fact monopolistic. So most governments exercise territorial monopolies. And insofar as drug gangs are connected to the use of violence, which is an unfortunate fact in today's world, well, actually what we ought to expect in the longer run is consolidation and that drug gangs will tend to become monopolies. I know that doesn't sound like great news. Well, you're still going to have a drug gang and it's going to have a monopoly. But using economic reasoning, it is on average actually a lot better than all these competing drug gangs, which tend to be more violent. And once you frame the matter in these terms, you will become somewhat more optimistic about the future of the drug wars in Mexico. There's a nice study done by CRS, the Congressional Research Service, called Mexico's Drug Trafficking Organizations, and you can read it online. But just for some evidence on this point about monopoly, the study states, and I quote, "As stated earlier, the DTOs, drug trafficking organizations, today are more fragmented, more violent, and more competitive than the larger and more stable organizations that President Calderon faced at the beginning of his administration." So when you look even at the history of Mexico, this point about monopoly versus competition, it seems to hold up in the data. Observers viewing the Mexican economy often see a contrast between a quite modern manufacturing and export sector and drug running. But if you ask the simple question, where do the gains from trade lie and what are the long-term trends, probably the best bet is that the more modern sides of the Mexican economy will be those which win out. Finally, for more reading, I would stress this is not a general survey of Mexican drug gangs, but there are a few places you can look to get a sense of how economists might think about issues involving drug wars. Most importantly, there are the writings of Thomas Schelling, Nobel laureate, and he's written quite a bit on the economics of crime. You could go to his essay, "What is the Business of Organized Crime?" or just Google Thomas Schelling Organized Crime for other essays. But Schelling, more than anyone else, tried to think through what kinds of market structures give you stability when it comes to organized crime and which do not. There's also a very interesting doctoral dissertation. It's online. It's by Melissa Dell, and that's called Tracking Networks and the Mexican Drug War. Overall, this is a very difficult topic to achieve any kind of mastery of. A lot of what's going on is secret or even dangerous to find out about. But again, there are some ways of thinking about the problem which are not always widely known. And as I've stressed, those probably tend to push us a bit more in the direction of optimism.